So most of the effects in this film are practical or practical with extended CG.
Are we
And
doing a fade right there, by the way? How are we doing that?
I don't know. I was just hoping no one would notice there was a cut. But
Okay, but
now that you point it out, now everybody's gonna be like, "Oh yeah, there was a cut. I saw that."
yeah, well, you know something? I had to take an important call, and I apologize for any sort of inconvenience to the audience.
Yes. Important call from actor friends in
Well, you know what's
big summer blockbuster movies.
okay, that's just not
Okay.
I'll fucking say what I'm about to go do. I don't care.
No. Come on. I'm not gonna put you in position. Let's okay. No, practical, let's get back on track here. Practical sets.
Where did we leave off?
We're in Stan Winston Trucker. I was describing that most of the effects in this film, or most of, like, the stuff that is seen up front is practical. The Terminators and, like, the T-800s and the, whatever. It's real, actual people, like, there. And it's cool because we got to see.
It's cool.
It's cool because it looks real on camera, and you can't see where the CG begins and in the practical ends. Like,
Absolutely.
and but let's talk about some of the stuff we saw in the Stan Winston truck. And it should be mentioned that we visited the set after Stan had passed away, but his whole crew was there, and they wanted to. Yeah, I think this movie is going to be dedicated to him. So they wanted to make this a kick-ass film. So,
Yeah, basically, if you're a nerd of film and you know what Stan Winston has done and his company has designed, that truck was like the holy nirvana. Because inside the truck, you had every version of the Terminator. You had prosthetics. You had pieces. You had anything you could possibly want it. If you were a geek, you wanted to steal the whole thing.
Oh yeah, they had a T-600 animatronic Terminator that could move around. They had,
A lot of faces. A lot of helmets, if you will.
yeah. Oh, they had this thing. It was a Sam, a mask of Sam Worthington. It was called the stunt mask. It's what the stunt man wears, and it looked like. Do you know that scene from Mission Impossible 3 where he puts on the mask and he turns into like Philip Seymour Hoffman?
Yes.
That's what it looked like. It looked like it was Sam Worthington's head, on the table there, and it looked like I could just put it on and become Sam Worthington. Like it like, didn't even look like a Halloween costume Halloween type mask. It looked like someone ripped off his skin, and it was there sitting on the counter.
Yeah, and again, let's just re-emphasize, practical effects, amazing. There it
Oh,
is. You know, it's so good.
the T-600s. I'm not sure if people are going to know this in the film, but those are the ones with the big bulky heads on. They're kind of like the bigger giant, more giant, more like kind of not
Well,
as
if people have seen the first Terminator, it's the ones that I believe Kyle talks about when he says, at first we could see them. And then they started to change. And the 600 is the ones that are like, you can see them from afar and be like, oh, that's a Terminator.
Yeah, because they're very robotic, even more so than the 800s.
Oh, we should also mention that this movie has like, didn't they tell us it was like 20 something Terminators are in it? Like, there's just all different, you know, the motorcycle ones, the underwater ones, the different robots. There's just like a ton of different versions.
I don't have that number, but I would believe it.
I want to say it was 20 something, but I don't quote me on that. It was a lot.
But we got to see the suit. That these this
Oh, wait.
test.
I have my note. I have my note. It says we saw a poster showing every new Terminator in the movie, and there's over 20 on the poster.
Wow.
So, FYI.
Okay, so no, we got to see the suit that this 77-foot tall actor wears, and it has like some green screen or green elements that they would remove. But it's actually the person that plays the T-600 is it's not an actual, sure they probably use a robot at some point or animatronic, but it's an actual actor in a suit. And as bad as that could end up, I think that's why it looks so cool in the trailer is
Yeah, I agree. It looked great.
I mean, there's some things that you just can't get from, like, doing the motion capture Polar Express. If you did that with this guy, it would look kind of stupid. And having a guy actually in the suit and just removing his ribs, and you know, you could see through him and stuff, I think makes all the difference. So
yeah, let's move on now to, so this thing doesn't run like 49 minutes. Let's move on to what is easily the best part of the day.
Yeah,
you want to go to that?
Yeah, we got to go to an armory, which was basically turned into a Terminator factory.
Yeah, and people have seen photos of the factory that have been released with all the Terminators, you know, hanging in like, you know, in a line, you know, being made.
Yeah, it was like an assembly line.
Exactly. We were in there, and we happened to see... You want to take it?
Christian Bale as John Connor.
Yeah, fighting a Terminator.
Fighting a Terminator, yes.
Touchdown.
Touchdown.
You know, it was... I mean, when we were there, we were all in a line, and... Christian, remember, this is days after some of us had seen Dark Knight.
Yeah.
And, you know, losing our minds. And he's just, you know, a few feet to our right, being made up, you know, with some makeup, being very in the moment, you know, not really talking. And, you know, we watched him, you know, fight a Terminator. And, I mean, it was as cool as it sounds as you're hearing it right now. It was just fucking amazing. Sorry for dropping an F-bomb, but it's true.
No, it was really fucking amazing, and it, you know, I've been on some sets, you have been on many more than me at this point, where, you know, you go there, and it's just a talking scene, and it's, you know, I heard, you know, the couple people that went to see The Dark Knight, or went on set of Dark Knight, were on set for, like, the bank robbery scene, and it was a, you know, not even an action scene of that, it was just, like, a talking scene. We got, you know, the... We got the big shot here because
I don't want to reveal what we saw. I don't want to reveal.
Isn't it in the trailer?
It's not. That there's a big spoiler that we saw in watching filming, and okay. I don't want to ruin that for people in our video blog. Let's just say we saw something really big happen.
Yes, something big to the Terminator legacy.
Yes. I mean, I don't want to be that spoiler guy.
Okay, that's fine. Let's talk about Mick G directing, because this guy, like, you know, he comes up to you, he seems normal, and then he starts talking, and his lips can't keep up with what's being unloaded from his mouth. And, you know, in between takes, you know, like, you know, someone yells cut. And then you hear, like, someone way in the background make sure you be like, I love that shot! And then he runs out. He comes running out. And then, you know, he'll, like, look over to us and he'd be like, you kidding me? Where's the applause from you people? And then he walks over to Chris Bell and, like, telling him something you do. And then, you know, he's walking by us again and he's like, I hate film fests. Everybody is way too professional around here. And then he, you know, he's just like a ball of energy that, like,
absolutely
doesn't stop.
Yeah, the other thing about him, though, which is quite interesting, because I have not met too many directors like this, is that he seems very, very, and very wanting to hear people's thoughts, criticism, what they liked, what they didn't like, from everyone who's standing around. Like, he was coming up to us all the time being like, so what'd you think? You know, blah, blah, blah. And very much wanting to hear our feedback. And it's, you know, it seems like he really wants to make, or it seems like for this film, and I don't know if he's done it on other films, he really wants this to be like a crowd pleaser and something that really energizes people. And maybe he does this on all of his movies, but he seemed really willing to listen to everybody, which is really cool.
Totally. We got to go inside Mick G's Airstream.
I wasn't going to finish with the...
Okay,
with,
go on.
Going back. Oh, I was just going to say that, like, just imagine New Mexico. Just imagine really hot outside, and imagine the heat and humidity inside a factory that really wasn't air-conditioned to the way it needed to be. I don't know if you remember how hot it was in that factory.
I do remember, and even if they did have air conditions, they wouldn't run them because, you know, they're taping, they're filming, so... And they're filming sound, so I
we should mention that the scene we're talking about is definitely towards the end of the movie.
Yeah. I mean, it's shown in the trailer, so, I mean, we're not ruining anything by, you know, placing John Connor in a Skynet factory.
Yes.
But,
Let's just. I mean, ultimately, what I want to say is it was really, really awesome to watch. And out of all the set visits I've been on, it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. Just because you never. I mean, I love Christian Bale's work. Him fighting a Terminator. I mean, it's just awesome. It's what you know. It's just. It's great.
You know, one thing that had been that was the talk of all of us on the visit is there was this leaked ending. That yes. is not. I know for a fact it's not the ending anymore. So, there's this leaked ending where John Connor supposedly gets turned into a Terminator.
Oh, let's
no,
make
no,
sure.
No, I know this for a fact.
You're 100% that it's a different ending.
Someone that's seen it has emailed me and told me it's a totally different ending. And I think Dark
Have you
Horizons,
second source? Have you second sourced that?
Well, Dark Horizons also reported it. I think.
Let's just make sure that we say that at this point right now we are going to talk about things that have basically been changed. So if you are ultimately we're going to get into some possible spoilers.
Okay.
So just know I had a great time on the set with it, and I'm sure you did as well.
Okay. I don't want to speak at length about this, but the whole time we're there in this factory and John Connor's kind of like at the losing end of his battles with the Terminators, he's on the 10-yard line and the Terminators are, you know, I'm not saying whatever, but the whole discussion between us on the set was like, is this where John Connor dies and they replace him with the Terminator? But it was funny because when we got into McGee's Airstream and he's showing us some clips, there's the clip of John Connor, a clip after that where it totally made us, oh, no, that didn't happen at all.
Yes, there was. Well, okay, let's get into the McGee Airstream. When we went to the set visit, it was early July. We had not seen any footage. Comic-Con was still a few weeks away. Everyone was still a little bit unsure. But he took groups of us, small groups, into his trailer and showed us what he called Selects, which I think he hadn't even shown the studio yet. I mean, I don't even know.
This was stuff that, we weren't supposed to see.
Is that true?
That's what I heard. I mean, it had the nudity on it.
We did see Moon Bloodgood have an interesting scene.
Yeah, which you guys will not see in the movie theater. Sorry.
That will be probably on the DVD. But we saw, I think it was like 6, 8, 9 minutes worth of footage. You know, he called them Selects. It was where we saw probably what most people saw at Comic-Con, like a trailer. You know, we saw a whole bunch of footage that was not CGI'd, you know, like just all practical stuff they had shot. And it was at that moment that I was like, okay, he's doing it.
Yeah.
You know, the footage looks great.
Everything that I saw on the set visit, at the point of after I saw, like, these Moto Terminators and you know, what is the underwater one called? Hydrobot, yeah. I was a little nervous at that. Everything I saw from that point forward convinced me that this movie has the potential to, you know, maybe not be at the level of T2, but, you know, be the level of, you know, one of the best, the best action movie of the year, if that makes sense.
I can't say, I mean, I would never say that based on the footage we saw, but I will say that it looked infinitely better than Terminator 3.
Yeah.
It looked like it has the potential of being a really great movie and a really smart action movie.
Yeah.
One that, you know, is in almost like no disrespect to Terminator 3, this film feels like what could have or should have been Terminator 3 with a level of grittiness and realism and just it's like a big, big movie. You know, it has scope. And also what I really liked was the shots he showed us had, like, a lot of symmetry, where, like, there was a shot of Marcus with, like, this flashlight kind of thing. Then there was a shot of Christian Bale's character with this flashlight kind of thing. Like, there was a lot of – he seemed like he had really storyboarded out and really designed this movie to tell a big story.
The movie had been over-designed, and I think that's one of the things that, you know, helped the Wachowski brothers in The Matrix and probably didn't help them as much in the sequels. And I felt that with this movie is like he had designs for everything and storyboards for everything, and everything looked pretty awesome.
Yeah, it looked great. And I mean, you know, it's again, this is supposed to be the first of a trilogy. And if this movie delivers, which, you know, we're recording this on Sunday, and the first press screenings are this week for The Junket. So I haven't seen it. I don't know anyone who has. And, you know, we'll find out this week if the movie delivers. You know, but right now I'm very, very optimistic.
I'm extremely optimistic. It's so funny. I wish we could have posted this a year ago, because back then it was a totally different climate. And I feel like people have come over and, you know, are now being like, you know, this could be a freaking cool movie. But when we were there, like, and we came back and people were like, oh, you went to the set? And I was like, I can't talk about it. Like that movie's going to suck. And I was like, I wanted to, like, tell all these people. I'm like, you know, what we saw was cool.
But I mean, they had really Comic-Con. They had Comic-Con last year, a few weeks after we were there. And if everyone remembers, it's the same thing with Iron Man. Comic-Con is – and the studios have figured it out. You know, you got to deliver the goods at Comic-Con. You show a few minutes of footage, and you get everyone excited. You know, just like this year's Comic-Con, you know, we're going to see footage from Iron Man 2. People are going to go batshit crazy, you know, and everyone will be incredibly enthusiastic for next May. You know?
I hope so.
Pretty confident.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else that we didn't go over that I wanted to talk about, but
I'm looking at my notes. I mean, ultimately, like, the thing to mention is the fact that, you know, we saw a ton of stuff on set, but it's like, you know, it's hard to just sit here and be like, we then went to this set. Then we went to this set.
Yeah.
Then we did – oh, actually, you know what we haven't talked about? We did some interviews.
We did do some interviews, which you will see elsewhere on our respective sites.
Yeah, if you're watching this, we'll have interviews posted with three of the cast members for sure. And, you know, but ultimately, I mean, we're entering Terminator month. You know, it comes out later this month, and May is incredibly crowded. You know, we have a shitty Wolverine movie. We have a great Star Trek movie. We have a Angels and Demons that nobody has seen yet. And then we have Terminator. I mean, those are four pretty big films.
Yeah. And out of all those, I'm not sure which I'm excited about most. Probably either Star Trek or Terminator. So maybe Terminator. I don't know.
I got to be honest with you. And I really hope this film is as good as it looks. Because it really excited me when I was there, and I really think that it just looks cool, you know? It's going to be interesting to see what happens with, like, the whole Sarah Connor Chronicles that's on TV and this film, and are people confused?
Well, they said they was completely unrelated. They weren't using...
Well, no, they are unrelated, but there's a lot of people out there who don't follow things who are going to be like, isn't it on TV every week? Why do maybe I want to go see... You know what I mean? I could be wrong about this.
Maybe. I don't know. You know, I think the best thing about this movie, at least from what we saw in, you know, storyboards and saw on the set, is it doesn't seem like, you know, a third or fourth part in a Terminator film franchise. It almost seems like the first part in a new franchise.
That's a very good assessment, because I totally agree with you on that. It does feel like. And that's something I think they told us on set, which was this is the first film that goes, in essence, into the future. You know, all the films we've had talk about the future and have this, you know, the storyline that exists in our world. This is the film that shows us stuff they've talked about in the previous films, but also goes into an area that has been unexplored.
Yeah. And it's interesting because you could think of it as both a prequel and a sequel.
Yes, you could. I'm going to go with more. I like your assessment. It is more, you know, it's more of the story, you know.
I think the thing that's going to happen, I'm predicting for me, is I'm going to walk out of that theater wanting to see the next two parts of this movie. And, I think this is, from what I understand of the story, this is like Star Trek. From what I understand of Star Trek, you've seen it, I haven't. It's a good setup. It's a really freaking cool setup.
I'm hoping if I will tell you now that Star Trek it delivers all the goods. It is effing great, and it does. And this is not a spoiler, but it the ending makes you want to watch another movie.
Exactly.
You know, and if Terminator does that as well, it's going to be a great film. You know, something that exists on its own, but also exists to make another.
Definitely.
Well, we should probably wrap this up.
Yeah,
because
we should wrap this up. This has probably gone way too long. Probably around 40 minutes
stop
at this point.
Stop saying it runs too long. Let it go.
Okay,
just
so,
let it go.
So where can we find you, Steve?
I'm on Collider.com, and I'm also on Twitter as ColliderFrosty, one word.
Okay, and you can find me at SlashFilm.com and at Twitter.com/SlashFilm, spelt out with an S, /film.
That's not confusing at all.
No. Oh, don't get me started.
You
when
know?
When I go to film festivals, my badge says, you know, with the slash film, and people are like, you're from film? I'm like, oh my God. Okay, anyways, we'll talk to you guys next. We're hoping to do some more. I want to say this right now. We're hoping to do some more video blogs. I've gotten some emails and some comments, and people want us to do some more video blogs, so we're going to try to make that happen.
Yes, Peter and I have both been very busy, and also, to be really honest, I don't think we've come up with a good idea for another one recently.
Yeah.
But we're thinking.
Yes. Okay, so we will see you guys next time, whenever that next time may be.
Exactly.